The top UN official says direct negotiations remain the single most credible path towards a solution. Ban Ki-moon is calling both sides to avoid any action that would risk undermining the negotiations.
Both sides need to sustain an environment conducive for the peace process to move forward. People need to see improvements on the ground, including economic progress for Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza, and greater security for Israelis and Palestinians.
The Israeli and Palestinian sides restarted direct negotiations in total secrecy on Wednesday in Jerusalem. Paris says the fact no information from the meeting has been leaked is good news.
The first meeting between the two parties apparently was not too bad, and I do believe that all organizations, all of us, should give priority to this peace. And I do hope that it will be continued. There are difficulties, but to make the future a hopeless future is mistaken, because peace is a real need for both parties. None of us has an alternative.
Paris is calling on the international community to give both sides 9 months to have quiet negotiations. Ban Ki-moon has also met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. Prior to the talks, a first batch of 26 Palestinian prisoners were released by Israel as a goodwill gesture. However, the recent announcement of more settlement construction in the West Bank and East Jerusalem has overshadowed peace talks. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas:
Palestinians have shown goodwill to reach peace. I hope Israel can also show their goodwill to stop settlement building and release all the Palestinian prisoners.
Ban Ki-moon says he hopes the peace process would advance smoothly. He says the United Nations will spare no effort to try to help contribute to the peace process. For CRI, this is Cao Yuwei.